Hey, knock knock. It's me. Yeah, pretty much everybody else has left. Everyone else, it seems, was much more responsible about their deadlines. Whatever. Who wouldn't want to be spending Saturday night in the office with me? Oh, don't say that. I know you love it. Tell you what. Let's make it fun. Oh, we can do that. I promise. I'll show you. Let's order dinner. Where do you even keep the menus in this desk? In here? Okay. Oh. What's this? Is this your resume? Wow. No, it's so weird to see all your projects listed out like this. What's it for? You're not leaving, are you? Wait, you are. No, please. Why? What do you mean? No, the romance industry isn't dead. We're actually in a revival. No, we are, I promise. Where are you going anyways? Thriller? No, you wouldn't last a second in those offices. No offense, of course. You're a great writer. Please, I don't mean it like that. It's just you're made for romance. Fell out of love with love? That doesn't make any sense. No, that doesn't make any sense. We just need to rekindle the romance with romance. Of course we can. Oh, come on. I've wrote a series about this. Or like three, I guess, but we can't do that on an empty stomach. So, menu. No, first rule of romance is no hungry bellies. So let's see. Why were you keeping your resume in your desk anyway? Such a weird spot. Like anybody could find them. Delivery. Oh my God, and it smells amazing. You're so right. We definitely ordered from the right place. I can't believe they have so much variety. I told you we'd make a night out of it. So, cheers. So, this nonsense of you looking for another job. Forget about it yet? Oh, come on. Is this spread not enough for you to change your mind? Fair enough, I guess. It's not the money, right? Right? Yeah, I get that. I really do. It's hard to write about love when your heart's like not in it. You remember that breakup I went through last year? I couldn't finish the series. They had to have Helen take over. And you know how she is. Of course. It's all in the tightest bow now. I really cared about those characters, you know? I couldn't perform for them. Then I started dating again, and I got right back on the horse with that rodeo one. Yes, exactly. So that's what we have to do for you. Reignite your love for romance. So, any prospects? In dating, of course. Okay, let me think too. Let me think. Well, who do you get along with? Here. Yes, who do you get along with here, of course. Office romance is the best for inspiration. Daily pining and all the such. So obviously not Helen. Honestly, I really don't see you talking to anyone but me. Okay, you know what? You want a job done right. You have to do it yourself, so I will do it. No, please, I want to. And I'm single again, didn't I tell you? So it's the perfect time. We've never actually been single together, have we? Well, let's give it a shot. And if I, personally, cannot get you to fall in love with romance again, you are welcome to continue looking for other jobs. But if I get you to fall in love again with love, you have to stay here with me forever. How will I know? I think I'll figure it out. Till then, second rule of romance, no sleepy late night decisions. No. Tired mind has bad ideas, so let's pack up these leftovers and head home for the night. Oh, and hey, would you mind if I sent you what I'm working on to review over the weekend? Yeah, we can talk about it on Monday, yeah. It's like it's a new direction corporate wants me to take. Hey, did you get my draft over the weekend? Oh no? Still reading? Did you get distracted by something? Well, you normally fly through my drafts, but it's new direction. You know, with all the spice in the industry right now, the higher ups thought it was time to up our footprint there. So, thoughts? Of course I want to hear all of them. Any favorite parts? Maybe the one you're on right now? Huh? You think I can't tell that you're all flustered over my writing? Come on. I know you well enough. On looking where you are right now, I can see what has you all sorts of flustered. Oh, it's the underdesk blowjob scene, isn't it? Getting you all worked up? Because you can't help but imagine one of your coworkers under your desk right now. Are you imagining me? After our talk on Saturday? Haven't you been thinking about me in a different way? As a woman that might be able to get you to fall in love with love again. Crack that hard shell that you've been putting up all these years. Finally get to the soft man underneath. You don't have to use your imagination anymore. I can just get under your desk and you can keep reading. Go on. Keep breathing. I told you I was gonna help you. How'd you not see this coming? You even had your cock out already for me. Are you stroking yourself in your pants and just got too turned on? You had to unzip them and pull your cock out and start stroking it yourself. You didn't think anybody would come into your office on a Monday morning. Aw, sweet man. No, it's just us here again. Are you still reading? I still need your notes. You like reading all my depraved thoughts while I throat your cock? There's something to the romance industry, isn't there? We made a bet. I'm taking it very seriously, I promise. That doesn't mean I don't enjoy what I'm doing. I told you, we've never been single together before. They won't lie. I've thought about it. Did you not read my coworker series, huh? You can tell how much the main character was framed around you. Are you too busy being infatuated? For the Mary Sue I put in there of me. Fuck. That was good. I want more. I want to feel your cock against my pussy. Wearing a skirt just for you. I know how much you like them. Oh, fuck. Oh. What? You don't think I notice all the skirts set up here in your writings? Practically all your female leads are wearing some sort of skirt or dress or sundress or anything that gives them easy access like this. Is that what you like? Oh, you like the thought that a girl can just straddle your lap and just slip your cock right inside her. Oh, she's just looking you right dead in the eye. Oh, I'm daring you to stop. To do something about it. Knowing you won't. Because that's just what you want to, isn't it? You love to get ridden just like this, don't you? Hold my hips for me while I write you. Fuck. I don't know how much time we have. We might have to get this done fast. Yeah. I mean, I was just sucking you off, so. Nobody's gonna blame you if you come at me in 2 minutes. I certainly won't. just means I'm doing a good job, doesn't it? Of course, yes. This is all about getting you to stay and fall in love with romance again, right? Has nothing to do with the fact that I've been wanting to ride your cock since I first fucking saw you. Purely professional and friendly motivations. Nothing to do with the fact that I really fucking want you to breed me right here at your desk. No, nothing to do with that. I just fucking need your cum to be filling me up right now and then go the rest of the day feeling your cum inside me. Fuck. Do that for me. Come inside me. Yeah. Yes. 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 Oh, that's it. That's it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Job well done. What do you mean? You think I'm done with you? No. I'm not done with you. I need to know that you are fully and thoroughly in love with the genre again. That you won't even think about the word thriller. No. All I know right now is that you're a big fan of Coworkers to Lovers. We've got many more genres to explore. Don't worry. Come to my house tonight for dinner. I'll make you something sweet and domestic.